Need top marketing talent at a fraction of the cost of marketing agencies? Code Orange gives clients access to top marketers, brand experts, designers, website and mobile app developers, and search engine marketing pros that work for you as an extension of your team. Our experts have worked with brands like Coca-Cola, the X Games, Chanel, Carnival, Twix, and Samsung. Whether your company is big or small, we're your marketing department on demand. Learn more at codeorange.com.
Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. This, our 26th year on the air, and our 26th year hoping to solve your digital dilemmas. If you've got any questions, comments, concerns about anything involving consumer tech, anytime, 24/7, we would love to hear from you. Of course, the best way is with the free Into Tomorrow app. Be sure to download it from your favorite app store. Just search those two words, Into Tomorrow, and then use the audio option, and you sound like you're sitting right here with us in the studio. Your voice will be far better than mine these days, so do let us hear from you. Or the old-fashioned way still works, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686, anytime, 24/7. Reachy is an intelligent and expressive humanoid robot that can be teleoperated using virtual reality. Joining us now from the company behind Reachy is the Chief Marketing and Sales Officer for Pollen Robotics, Elsa Curvella. Elsa, welcome into Tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing better. Thank you very much. Am I saying your name correctly, Elsa Curvella?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And where are you joining us from?
Pollen Robotics is located in Bordeaux in France, in the southwest of France.
Oh, c'est yes. Bon. Well, bienvenue. Glad to have you with us. And I'm assuming for those who are listening on the radio know that you can come see the interview with Elsa and Reachy. I'm assuming that's Reachy behind you. And of course, we have the video at intotomorrow.com anytime at your convenience. So hi, Reachy. Does Reachy say hi back or anything?
Yeah, Reachy can say hi. Reachy, do you want to say hi to Dave and the auditors?
Oh, Reachy is moving its head and waving. Very cool. Tell me a little bit about Pollen Robotics, first of all, and then let's learn more about Reachy.
Sure. So Pollen Robotics is a startup company. We're based in France, and the company was created in 2016. And at the origin of Pollen Robotics are two former researchers who did their PhD in artificial intelligence and robotics. And so these guys decided to create their own company in order to bring Reachy to the world and to create a new generation of robots.
Wow. So why the name Reachy? I'm assuming that means that the robot can reach for things perhaps that I might not be able to reach or help me as this humanoid robot. Is that kind of the goal here?
Reachy, so the name is based on the fact that this robot is really good at actually manipulating objects and being able to reach out for things and getting them and then moving them around. So that's the origin of the name.
Gotcha. And we talk about in the introduction of you that we can control Reachy with virtual reality, VR. How does that work?
Well, actually, right now, Richie is being teleoperated using virtual reality. So my colleague, Gaëlle, who's here in the company, is wearing a VR headset, and she's using the controllers. And so she's able, with her own body, to control Richie. And she sees exactly what Richie sees right now.
So, oh, okay. So
pretty cool. So she can see you right now. So Richie can see you.
So hi, Richie. I'm saying hi back, and I'm assuming that, and Richie is saying hello back too. I'm assuming then that the eyes, one looks bigger than the other, are cameras as well?
Exactly. So initially, you've got the two eyes for two different cameras. We actually wanted to have two cameras to just do the exact same look as a person with two eyes, and having one bigger and one smaller was initially because we had one with a wide angle and one with a narrow angle. Right now we're using actually two similar cameras of very high quality, but we kept the look of it because it gives Richie kind of a quirky and cute look to the robot.
Yes, and the two antenna that are on Richie's head, are they functional? Is this part of the control, or is it just to make it look more like a robot?
It's actually for emotion displaying. So we found out that it's quite a cute thing as well to have this on the robot. So my colleague who's controlling Richie, she actually has two buttons on the controllers, and she can give some emotions such as happy, or sad.
That's so cute.
Sad.
So the antenna,
a lot of different emotions basically. So it's not really functional, but it's giving a lot of emotions to the people that Richie is interacting with.
And again, for those listening on the radio, I'll describe that the antenna are moving side to side and wiggling and carrying on, which certainly did display emotion. When she went with both antennas on the side, it looked sad. So at that point, Richie was sad. When they were wiggling, obviously, happy, kind of like a dog's tail. Very friendly.
Yes. That's
so
the idea.
Who did you develop Richie for?
Who did we develop Richie for? Well, initially, Richie is a platform. It's a humanoid robot, but it's a prototyping platform. So it's initially targeting researchers and engineers who need to have a kind of universal base for them to develop robotic applications. So Richie, as I was telling you, is really good at manipulating objects. And now you understand that he's really good at interacting with people as well. Mm-hmm. So any robotic application that is linked to those two things can be really interesting to develop on Richie. So today we work with a lot of researchers and engineers so that Richie can be used for them to, for instance, be an assistant robot for elderly people, or for handicapped persons. But Richie can be really good to be a host and to welcome guests and to hand them something like a flyer or to greet them and show them the way, for instance. Richie can also be great in the retail business in order to move some packages around and take some items to different places. You've got a lot of different applications that are possible for Richie.
So it sounds like you're covering all the bases, not only for consumers, but business, industry, all sorts of options there. So Richie does move around as well, not just stand there and look cute and wave. It does a lot of functionality.
It does have a lot of functionalities. And we're currently working on the mobility of Richie. Now it's available as a static solution, but we're working on the mobility aspect of it. So Richie is going to be moving around quite a bit.
Terrific. And I understand that people love interacting with Richie. So whether it's a business environment or I guess a consumer situation, the reaction has been, I'm sure for the most part, very favorable.
Yeah. And I think the best example I can give you is when we went to CES 2020, and that was the first time that we introduced Richie to the world. And so we witnessed like hundreds of interactions between people at the CES and Richie. And it was quite amazing to see how people were being very friendly to him. They wanted to talk to him. They were smiling back to him, which is not a very common thing between people and robots. Some people are kind of weirded out by robots, but Richie has the exact opposite effect.
That's interesting. So rather than looking around for who's operating Richie, they're communicating with Richie. Does Richie speak? Can it hear and react to us, or answer a question or two, or say hi, Dave, or something like that?
Currently, I won't be able to show you that.
Okay.
But Richie, yes, Richie has all the capabilities to do so. So either it is run autonomously or it can be controlled with VR. So if you use it with VR, for instance, you can have your own voice being spoken out of Richie's speakers. Otherwise, you can program Richie to a specific application and you can give it whichever voice you want.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a good point. So if it's working perhaps as a greeter at a hotel lobby or at a retail store, you might want it to sound different than if it's helping grandma at home.
Exactly.
So it might be a different voice, a different delivery altogether. Is Richie available yet?
Yes, it is available. And so it's been available for a whole year. And recently at CES 2021, which, as you know, happened 100% virtually.
Yes, the first time in 26 years, we couldn't be there either. So we certainly, we know the virtual scenario, but that's good. So
that's good. And so we were lucky to participate. And that time we released the VR teleoperation application. So Richie and virtual reality teleoperation are available.
Terrific. And of course, now the important question is, how much in U.S. dollars does Richie cost? Is it something affordable for consumers? Or at the moment, is it, we got to wait for version two, maybe, when a consumer can afford it?
Well, it depends what your budget is. But I guess you're going to have to wait until version two. Right now, Richie plus the VR teleoperation application are a total of $25,000.
Wow. Okay, I'll take two. No. If you'll take my check. Wow. But for what it does or can do, it certainly sounds very, reasonable, because it seems to be one of a kind. I mean, we've seen in our travels back in the good old days when we could all travel, that we've seen many robots or humanoid type things that can do certain things, but not all, from what I've gathered, that Richie can do so far. So I guess that's the goal, is you want to get more of them out there and then they can become more affordable for us consumer types.
Exactly. So our goal is really to get Richie into our everyday life, into our homes, because we believe that Richie can be an amazing assistant, especially, as I was saying, to elderly and to handicapped people.
Sure.
And so the goal would be that further into the development, Richie becomes a more affordable solution and that consumers can get access to Richie.
I mean, for $25,000, I think the first thing I'd say is go get me a beer, because apparently Richie can do that, right? Go to the kitchen, open the fridge, grab a beer, bring it to me. And it's like, okay, you've kind of earned your money almost. So where do you see Richie and perhaps its counterparts headed into tomorrow? What are we looking forward to kind of around the corner with Richie?
So where do we see Richie in 5 or 10 years? Is that what you're asking?
Sure. Yep.
Sure. So like I was saying, I think Richie is going to be an amazing assistant robot. And then with the mobility aspect to it, he's going to be able to evolve in many different environments. We believe that Richie is really a platform that is helping developers to create some new robotic applications. And so our goal, just like we have computers or smartphones today, is that Richie can be the next platform for robotic applications. And so we want to have this available for as many people as possible, and then people to contribute by developing their own applications as well.
Very true. And I'm sure it's virtually limitless when folks can come up with other ideas. And again, the virtual reality platform helps, because then they can have total control. Do you need internet access in order for Richie to work?
In order for Richie to work autonomously, you don't need any internet access. If you want to run Richie remotely using VR, definitely you will need some internet access.
Okay, terrific. Well, we invite our audience who has not had an opportunity yet to see this video to come to intotomorrow.com, and you'll see our discussion with Elsa and Richie over her shoulder. And I'll say goodbye to Richie and hope Richie says goodbye back.
Goodbye, Richie.
very cool. And I love it. Very neat. And apparently happy because the antennae are moving. Elsa, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. We're delighted to be able to talk about Pollen Robotics and Richie. And let's stay in touch, because as you do more, we want to be able to share that with our audience.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dave.
My pleasure. Again, you want to visit pollen-robotics.com for more info. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Meantime, we're bringing you further into tomorrow, and there's more to come. Stay tuned. I'm Dave Graveline here on the Advanced Media Network.